This recording, Bangladesh 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which is surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I think Bangladesh is like my most favorite part is like it's not as individualistic as I see in America. Like, I grew up in a huge family and everyone was very close to each other, and I had the same friend group while growing up. I practically grew with them. So it was just a very close, tight bond with everyone. And it's very lively. Like, I think what I like is that, like, there's not a lot of formal relationship in Bangladesh. Like, if you're my friend, you can just knock at my door and come at my house and eat and share my bed at any time you want. It's practically like that. So yeah, everyone is family. Everyone. I have only been back once last winter. I went back. So after what, 4 years and a couple months, I went back. But it was great. I don't think New York is the right place for me. It's just super chaotic for me, and I had to work, so I was working full-time, so it's just the subway, the bus, the people. Like, New York has a huge Bengali community, Bangladeshi community, so it was like a good transition for me, but like I said, I really didn't like it that much. So when I came to Michigan, like, for campus visit for MSU, I just, like, instantly liked it because it felt more relaxed and more calm. And then I did visit a couple other cities in Michigan. And it just, like, I don't know, I just feel more comfortable here than in big cities like New York or Chicago. Oh, I'm not a dancer. Like, I didn't have any formal training or anything, but I just really love dancing. So even when I was a kid, I would just, like, watch dance videos and practice it in front of the mirror. And so we're just, like, trying to showcase some of our cultures. And so I thought that, like, okay, it'll be fun to show that, like, our folk dance. I do. Sometimes in improv class, it's just kind of, I think sometimes it's hard for me to relate because some things, I guess, just too American for me. Or, like, I'm like, I don't know how I should react to that. আমার সবচেয়ে পছন্দের ছুটির দিন হচ্ছে পহেলা বৈশাখ। এটা বাংলাদেশি নববর্ষ। আমার ঈদও অনেক ভালো লাগে, আমার ঈদ উল আজহা, ঈদ উল ফিতর, গরমের ছুটি, শীতের ছুটি সবই অনেক ভালো লাগে। কিন্তু আমার কাছে পয়লা বৈশাখটাকে আমার কাছে মনে হয় খুবই সর্বজনীন, এটা সবার জন্য, এটা কোনো নির্দিষ্ট ধর্মের জন্য না, এটা কোনো নির্দিষ্ট বর্ণের জন্য না, এটা আমরা সবাই উপভোগ করতে পারি। এবং সবসময় অনেক খাবার দাবার থাকে, সবসময় অনেক গান বাজনা হয়, সবাই অনেক সুন্দর করে সেজে গুজে আসে, মেলা হয়, সব কিছু মিলায় এটা জাস্ট খুবই উৎসব মুখর একটা পরিবেশ, সবাই মনে হয় যে অনেক খুশি। ঈদও অনেক পছন্দের আমার, কিন্তু ঈদ যদিও আমরা মুসলিম সংখ্যাগরিষ্ঠ দেশ, তারপর আমার কাছে, এবং হিন্দুরাও ঈদে অনেক মজা করে, তারাও পুরো ছুটিটা পায়, কিন্তু তারপর আমার মনে হয় ঈদটা শুধু আমার জন্য মজার বা মুসলমানদের জন্য মজার বা আনন্দের, কিন্তু পহেলা বৈশাখটা সবার জন্য। তো আমার কাছে পহেলা বৈশাখটাই আমার মনে হয় সবচেয়ে পছন্দের ছুটির দিন।